with a 1-point-something GPA.
Yeah, went to JC too. But what happened is I scored high on my SATs for some reason. I even took it high. But when I got to Sac State,
high being intoxicated or what?
No, I smoked some weed on the way to the SATs.
Yes.
When I got to Sac State, you know, the EOP counselor said, one of the reasons why we're letting you in is because you show ambition and that you're an underachiever. I had never been called an underachiever. I said, why am I an underachiever? They said, because you had such a low GPA, but you had a high SAT score. And so to them, I was an underachiever. But I had the potential to be something, but I was unmotivated and underachieving to that true potential. And that made me think about it. So I'd never been labeled something like that before. But it, to me, was something positive. Because I took the SATs, but nobody ever explained to me the scoring. Because I was never college tracked when I was in high school. I was smart, but I wasn't smart enough to be in the college AP classes. And so I never, no one told me what it, I knew I had to take the SATs, but I never knew what the scores meant. What were low scores, what were high scores? I just figured, take it, you know, whatever happens, happens.
The young piece. You know, I think